Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with my friend Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And this is a great subject today. And actually, we're going to tackle a couple of them, but how to keep your money longer when paying your bills. And also, it's tax season.
Absolutely. It's tax refund season, you know. And one of the ways you know that is by all the consumer-based messages you hear out here to spend, spend, spend your tax refund. Randy, we just want to encourage people to, if they're getting a tax refund this year, to consider putting some or all of it into an emergency fund. An emergency fund is the best thing that any family can have to help ensure their financial security. There's a new number out here, a goal for families to reach for, $2,467 in an emergency fund. That'll handle most emergencies. So take a look at funding that emergency fund with some of that tax refund. But yeah, we want to talk about keeping your money longer when you pay your bills. You know, we all have to pay bills, especially utility bills, for example, and they generally come on a monthly basis. So if you're able, with the strategy that we've posted at MoneySmartLife.org, there's a new blog post on it. We talk about how to keep your money longer. And in this example, we keep our money for 47 days. So you can pay your electric bill and keep that money for 47 days in an interest-bearing account, if you choose, that's yours before the money actually leaves. So it's an excellent strategy for people. Once again, we want to encourage them to go to our, we got a network now, you know, Randy. We've got TakeControlTuesday.com. You can go there. You can go to the ConfessionsOfAGospelDJ.com. There's also MoneySmartLife.org. And there's the YouTube channels up as well. So we want to encourage people to go there. We don't want to extend the time. But once again, go to the blog post, how to keep your money longer by paying bills. And listen, not only can you keep your money longer, but you can earn cash back and rewards on it.
Yeah.
So you can put money in your pocket. Now, let me say this before we leave. The strategy that's on the blog post is for people that pay their credit cards off every month.
On time.
Exactly. So if you're carrying a balance, that won't work for you. But check it out, once again, on the bingeable blog post button at MoneySmartLife.org.
Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.